Previously on the Brinkman Adventure.
So, are you getting nervous yet?
A little. Only 2 weeks and we'll be married.
This is going to be quite a party.
What are these things, Mr. Pennington?
They're turkey fryers.
Is this dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous, Charlie.
Why do you have to leave?
I love Anthony so much, and I want to be with him my whole life.
I don't want things to change.
So, Michelle, when you're married, will you still write the missionary stories on the computer?
I don't know.
You're not going to help with missionaries anymore?
Probably not in the same way as before. Anthony's an architect.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Anthony, I'm gonna start frying those turkeys, okay?
We don't have a pastor, sir.
So you're not getting married?
We need you to come with us to the sheriff's department right now for questioning.
For the fire?
No, for armed robbery.
I'm starting to think God doesn't want this to happen.
What?
You're a missionary, and I'm not. I couldn't stand the thought of me pulling you away from what God is calling you to do.
Anthony, my calling is to be your wife, to love you and come beside you. I know that as we follow God, our lives will touch those around us, wherever we are.
Because of a couple of intense scenes and serious subject matter, please listen with your parents if you're under the age of 10. And now, the Brinkman Adventures.
Check that out. They're so graceful when they walk.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Hey, driver, would you stop this thing? Let me get out already. I want to take a picture of this giraffe family here.
Yeah, no worries, mate. I'll pull up just ahead.
Joseph Ben Schmulbecker, would you please leave our poor driver alone?
Matilda, I can't take a picture with my camera bouncing up and down. I can't keep it steady, you understand?
Well, we're never going to get there if we keep stopping for pictures.
Wait, honey bun, listen, we are there. This is a safari.
Sometimes you need to get out from behind the glass to really take it in.
It'll feel good to stretch out our legs anyways.
Oh, you should say that again. Hey, listen, you two youngsters, what you doing here in Tanzania anyway?
We're on our honeymoon.
I think your wife may have fallen asleep again.
Oh, my wife, I believe she has narcolepsy. She'll wake up soon enough, trust me.
Okay, here we are. Now, I'll keep a sharp eye out for lions while you blokes take some pictures.
Anthony and I were married just a couple days ago. The wedding was a huge success, in spite of a few hiccups along the way. As the family cleaned up Mr. Staple Run's field, we headed for the airport. And now, here we are, Tanzania, on our honeymoon. Anthony has meticulously planned the trip of my dreams, starting with an amazing safari experience.
That one seems a little bolder than the rest.
Yeah, that's the dominant male. They fight with those long necks.
Oh.
Mad as a cut snake they are.
Whoa, so close here, I can't even get him in the frame here.
Joseph, get back in here before that thing eats you up.
Oh, Matilda, dearie, giraffes don't eat people, honey. They are sweet and gentle, just like you.
Hey, no. Hey, karuri hap giraffe.
It speaks Swahili.
Go.
Wait, hold on. You want my camera, do you?
Bad giraffe, drop it.
Yikes.
Oh, no.
Come back. Oh, don't go walk about.
I tried to warn you, but did you listen? No.
Sorry about that, mates. Fair dinkum. They're like kangaroos loose in the top paddock.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's a miracle.
I can't believe it still works.
Oh, wait a minute here. The clip here where the strap attaches is cracked. Oh, that's really unfortunate.
I know how to fix that. There. You can clip the strap onto this loop.
Well, aren't you Mr. La-di-da here? You got my camera all fixed here for me here. Oh, thank you, young man. I appreciate that.
Some guys save the world with duct tape. My Anthony here does it with zip ties.
You'd be surprised what they can do.
Hey, you know, it was still recording when that long-necked thief ran off with it here. Look at this here.
Hey, no.
This footage has to be worth something.
He's a pretty good videographer.
He's got a good view from up there.
Hey, listen, just thank you for getting it back for me.
Well, okay, it's all come good. We're at the village, I reckon. All those on the deluxe overnight tour may now disembark.
This is such a cool place.
Hey, well, are you two coming?
Not us. You two are spending the night?
Oh, of course. Here's the best part. Why come all the way to Africa and not experience it? Might as well sit at home, watch it all on TV, you know? Look, now, Matilda and I, we'll cover the upgrade, won't we, dearie? I'm sure that that means yes. So, why don't you be our guests, okay?
Thank you, but I think we'll stick to our plans. It can be dangerous in the park at night.
Well, if you wanted safe, you should have just gone to Niagara Falls for your honeymoon. I mean, Matilda, honey, it's a time to wake up. Maybe you could use these, huh?
Oh, thank you.
Matilda, love, grab my arm, honey bun.
After the safari, we headed back to our hotel, and that night, Anthony took me to this beautiful open-air restaurant. We ate under a palm tree with a light breeze coming off the nearby lake. There were pink flamingos walking around our table. It was so romantic. I can't wait to see what he has planned for tomorrow.
Kilimanjaro's first climber.
What you watching?
Oh, just a documentary on Mount Kilimanjaro.
Oh, those little kids over there remind me of my family.
Homesick already?
Not at all. This is wonderful. I can't believe you arranged everything. I thought you'd never want to come overseas again. You know, after Kashmir and all.
Kashmir was out of control. This trip, on the other hand, has been carefully planned.
What did Yosef give you when we were getting out of the Jeep yesterday?
You saw that?
I did. You've been acting a little strange since we got back.
He gave me tickets.
Tickets for what?
I didn't want to tell you.
Yeah, I gathered that. What's going on?
Buck Becker is here.
The Buck Becker?
The one and only. He's taking a film crew up Kilimanjaro tomorrow. People with tickets get to spend time at his base camp and then accompany his group up the first day.
Really?
I suppose they weren't much good to Yosef and Matilda.
You knew Buck was here, didn't you?
Honestly, I had no idea.
Well, we're gonna do it, right?
The problem is, we need to get there by this evening.
Why is that a problem? The mountain is only a few hours away. If we get to the bus station by 2, we'd have plenty of time.
I know. The thing is, traveling outside the tour isn't the safest thing. We'd be taking a chance on our own. I don't want our honeymoon to be, you know, one of those tragic stories you read about.
It'll be fine. Nothing's gonna happen. Besides, you can't miss a chance to meet your climbing hero.
Okay, let's pack. So, what do you think of African ice cream?
It's interesting.
Did you want to walk through the market? Maybe we can visit a street vendor for lunch.
Do we have time?
Sure.
Hey, that cost me $2.
What is that?
I think it's a baboon. Came out of nowhere. What is it with us and thieves lately?
I don't know.
You got to watch your stuff around here.
You saw that?
You're not the first one it's happened to. The baboons hide around the corner. When they see a tourist, they run up and steal the ice cream. Happens all day long.
Why doesn't someone do something about them?
This serves as our entertainment. Look, 2 more are waiting for another victim.
Looks like they could use the ice cream. Poor little things.
I'm Samson.
Anthony. And this is my wife, Michelle.
What brings you to Tanzania?
We're here on our honeymoon.
Ah, congratulations.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Have you eaten?
We have not. Do you have any suggestions?
My friend runs a restaurant right around the corner. You know what? I would like to buy you dinner.
Oh, we couldn't do that.
I insist. You must leave with a good impression of my city.
This looks like a really nice place.
Do you have a taste for goat meat?
I'm not sure. Never had it.
Today's the first time for you then. This is the best place in Tanzania for nyama choma.
I don't think I've ever heard of that dish.
You will like it. Trust me. Please go in and choose a table. I'll be right behind you.
Sounds good.
Hello?
I think I found them. Be ready in 1 hour.
What did you say you do for a living?
I have a taxi business.
How many cars do you run?
There are about 10 in our fleet.
Your bank card, Samson? I will see you next time.
Could you get us a box for leftovers?
I'm sorry. We are out of to-go boxes.
Well, how about a bag or something?
I'm sorry, but we don't have bags either.
You guys!
We need to get to the bus station. I think it's a couple miles walk down this main street.
We should probably get started.
Thanks again, Samson.
You are very welcome.
It's been so good to meet you.
The pleasure has been all mine. Now I hope you enjoy your time at Kilimanjaro.
Hi, kids. This is Mrs. Brinkman. Have you ever checked out our website? If not, you're missing half the fun. Our episodes are often inspired by true events and real people. Go to BrinkmanAdventures.com and click the Story tab. There you will discover a page for each episode packed with facts, pictures, and links to the missionaries. You can even find activities, behind-the-scenes videos, and get your own copy of this episode. Visit BrinkmanAdventures.com. And now, back to the story.
It was 3 o'clock. We would need to hustle to the bus station if we were going to make it to the mountain before evening. Look!
Found one of my cars. Need a lift?
Sure.
This driver here is taking me back to the office. We can drop you off the bus station on the way.
Thank you. This really helps.
Oh, now we can relax.
Hello? Ben. Aumejiluambiba. Nibuni wawa. Amadibe likewise.
How far is your office from here?
It's across the town. Why?
Just curious. Excuse me, Samson, where are we going?
The main road is blocked up ahead, so our driver is taking a detour.
Not the best part of town.
It's just a side street.
Let me just say that by this point, Anthony's red flags were up all over the place. And mine, trusting soul that I am, were still completely stowed, buried deep under my unwavering hope in the human race. It's just a side street, he muttered. Yeah, the kind of side street you go down and disappear. Suddenly, the car stopped for a guy in the road. He spoke to our friend and then opened my door. Also well-dressed and well-spoken, he introduced himself as Junior, smiled broadly, and squeezed his 250 pounds of bulk in beside me. Hun, can you move over a little bit?
You'll be cozy back there.
Michelle, I don't like this. It's locked.
Are you trying to open the door? Why was your husband trying to open the door?
Anthony?
You know, we are not good men.
Driver, you need to drive faster.
Don't you know we are not good men?
What?
You people. We are the mafia. Do you understand me? This is the mafia. We own this whole part of town and you are going to do exactly what we tell you.
Stop trying to open the door.
We are almost there. I told you we are almost there.
Turn left here.
What do we do?
Drive
we have
down
to America.
Driver, turn now.
With general chaos in the car, we pulled around a corner and turned down a dark alley, blocking in two big black cars that apparently had been waiting for us. Men came pouring out of them, and soon there were 6 or 7 swarming around our car. Our driver left the vehicle, and the next 5 or 10 minutes were spent mostly just yelling, the majority of that coming from Samson, who was turned around in the front seat screaming at us.
All of it! Do you hear me? We want money! Give us everything you have now!
Empty your bags, both of you!
If you cooperate with us, you might get out of here alive.
Here, this is all the money we brought.
It's all we have. Please let us go.
Count it, Junior.
100, 200, 300.
You have to have more. You are hiding it somewhere on you.
We're not honest.
You saw those other guys out there, right? Our leader is in one of those cars. I'm going to give him this money, but it's not going to be enough for him. We need more.
I told you, it's all we have.
It's not enough. We are taking you to an ATM, and you are going to withdraw as much as you can from your account. We know you have more money.
Michelle, start praying. Do you see our clothes? We are not rich people.
I don't believe you.
God, convict these men right now. We are under your authority. You rule over all things.
Don't bring God into
Lord,
this.
Lord, we ask for your justice.
Be quiet.
What these men are doing to us is wrong.
Come on, stop it.
You see what these men are doing. Help them to know that this is wrong. Help them to know that we are your children and you are the God who avenges the oppressed.
Anthony!
Please, come now. Help these men to turn before it's too late.
Yes.
You, when you prayed, I heard something that I need in my life. And I need you to pray for me.
What do you want from God, Junior?
I need a new life. I don't want to live this way anymore and do these things to people. You must pray for me.
Junior, you are a man of influence. People will listen to you and follow you. God created you to steer people. To lead them into good things. There's a new life for you if you choose it. Lord, give Junior the courage to change, to stand up against evil and turn from those who would pull him away from you.
You have to pray for me too, Anthony. Please, say a prayer for me.
Samson, God made you to tell people about him. He gave you a gift with words to use for his sake. Don't waste it. Lord, help Samson to change. Give him conviction and courage to walk away from this sinful path. Help him to meet Jesus and follow him with all of his heart. And use him to tell others about the gospel.
Thank you.
Right now, you need to choose to change your life. If you want to change, you need to start by giving us our money back.
These big, scary men who had been screaming profanities in our faces just moments before were flustered, fidgety, confounded by this new dilemma. Anthony launched into the story of Jesus telling Peter to throw his nets in the water and how life change can never start without obedience.
Guys, if Peter wouldn't have obeyed, he wouldn't have caught the fish. And ultimately, he probably wouldn't have followed Jesus. It's the same for you. Life change begins with obedience.
Both men became nervous and distracted, eyes darting from the $300 in his hand to the other cars parked in front of us. Samson began insisting that we leave.
If we give the money back, those other men will kill us.
Then they'll come after you. You have to leave.
Okay, Samson. I understand, but remember, following Jesus must be more than words.
Samson will go over and distract them. While he's doing that, you guys run to that wall. And from there, you can reach the street undercover. You'll have to move quickly, though. When they find out you're missing, they'll try to catch you.
If you ever come back to Tanzania, find me. and keep praying for me.
I will.
Here, take this taxi money to get to the bus station.
Thanks.
So, how do we stop them from chasing you?
Is this car blocking them in?
Yes.
Just a second. Okay, can you reach the steering wheel from back here?
I think so.
Then grab it.
Okay. Why am I doing this?
Just wait.
Seriously?
This car isn't going anywhere with you zip-tied to the steering wheel.
All right. Go. Now.
Goodbye, Junior. Crawl over the wall. I'll get your bag.
Okay.
It looks like we can make it to the street from here. They won't see us if we crawl down and run behind it.
I think they discovered Junior. We have to hurry.
We're only halfway there. Look.
Can we fit in there?
Maybe. Pull a crate with me.
Okay.
You first. Is there room for me?
Yeah. Hurry.
They must have made it to the road. Stay where you are until they leave. I'll make sure they don't find you.
Thank you, Samson.
It's a bummer we missed Buck's group, but I think this is even better. Just the two of us.
I'm glad we still decided to come. How high do you think we've climbed?
Oh, I'd say 1,000 feet. You tired?
A little. What are you thinking about?
What happened to us, Michelle, is exactly what I was afraid of. But I got a glimpse of the person I've always been, and the person I want to be.
How so?
I prayed for a safe honeymoon, but I think that was the wrong prayer.
What do you mean?
Sometimes it seems that our main goal is to arrive safely at death's door. But Jesus prayed, "Your kingdom come, your will be done." I need to live every day more aware of the kingdom coming. Being a part of the light blazing in the darkness and seeing the darkness flee. That brushing up against darkness that made our stomachs queasy, maybe that's a small price to pay to see God bring men to their knees. I want more of that in my life.
Yeah, me too.
I tried to
listen.
Warn you. Just because Kilimanjaro is the easiest of the Big Seven doesn't mean it's gonna be easy for us. I think they were my exact words.
Am I seeing things?
Yes, I know, I know. Oh, hey, looky, is that young couple there?
Joseph, Matilda.
Well, be still, my heart. You came out of your glass bubble after all. Good for you.
We ran into a little trouble on the way, so we missed Buck Becker, but we got to experience Kilimanjaro, and, well, we're here.
Well, you're in luck. I see that fella there.
What? Buck? Is this his group?
Yep. We're just tagging along until we talk her out. Son, come over here. I want you to meet some friends of ours.
Buck Becker is your son.
He sure is.
No way.
I can't believe this.
Oh, yeah, I know. Buck wasn't lucky enough to inherit my physique.
Buck got his climbing from my side.
Hey, I'm Buck.
My name is Anthony Strauss, and this is my new bride, Michelle.
Glad to meet you.
We continued ascending the mountain with Buck for a couple of hours and had a great hike. Anthony got to spend time with a legend, one of his heroes. Today, we are packing to come home. We've done a lot of talking about our experience with Samson and Junior. This is all I know. We, Anthony and I, found treasures in our hearts that we didn't know we had. We found faith and conviction and boldness and zeal, gifts from God, and they came only in the crushing. In the crying out, we found power in the name of Jesus.
You've been listening to The Brinkman Adventures. While portions are fictional, this story has been inspired by real people and real events. For your own copy of Mafia Mania, please visit our website, brinkmanadventures.com.
Jesus told us to go and make disciples of all the nations. Let's give ourselves fully to Him and share His good news until the whole world hears.